bind Donald J. Trump.
To bind Donald J. Trump.
So that his malignant works.
So that his malignant works.
May fail utterly.
Witches cast mass spell with hopes of removing Trump from office. Witches across the country gathered together at this past Friday on midnight to cast a spell on President Donald Trump, seeking to remove him from office. The witches have pledged to cast a spell under each crescent moon until Trump is no longer president.
To bind Donald J. Trump.
To bind Donald J. Trump.
So that his malignant works.
So that his malignant works.
May fail utterly. That he may do no harm. To any human soul. Nor any tree. Animal. Rock. Stream. Or sea. Bind him. So that he shall not break our polity. Usurp our liberty. Or fill our minds with hate. Confusion. Fear. Or despair. And bind too. All those who enable his wickedness. And those whose mouth speak. His poisonous lies. I beseech thee, spirits. Bind them all. As with chains of iron. Bind their malicious tongues. Strike down their towers of vanity.
Here's someone tweeting about the mass spell this past Friday. She says, super fun spell last night, but even more fun watching the Christians freak out about it. Are we living in the 21st century? Here's BBC News. Witches cast mass spell against Donald Trump. Says most of Donald Trump's opponents believe they will have to wait 4 more years to see him leave the White House. But America's witches are more optimistic. This past Friday, followers of witchcraft across the United States performed a mass spell designed to remove the president from office. A Facebook group devoted to the ritual has attracted over 10,500 likes and coined the hashtag Magic Resistance. The development has sparked fury among Christian conservatives who have accused the witches of declaring spiritual war. The Christian Nationalist Alliance, a conservative religious group, named the 24th of February a day of prayer to counter the magical fraternity. In a post online, it called the witches occultists who want to summon dark spirits against Mr. Trump. The group said it will urge people to pray every time the spellcasters reach for their candles. Here's the Christian Nationalism, One Nation Under God website. Witches plan to curse Trump. We will counter with prayer. So is witchcraft real? I mean, are witches real? The Bible talks about it. They're actually mentioned 8 times in the Bible. And it's one of those things that the Bible says witches deserve the death penalty. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. And the Bible says very clearly that witchcraft is a sin, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So witches and witchcraft, it's a real thing. And it's something that you need to stay away from. You need to be aware of it, and you need to stay clear away from it. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to hit that subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.